naungan awanan gelap terkadang menyilaukan. Dikala kilat lewat, apakah kita akan selalu bersama-sama kawan? Apakah kita akan selalu berjalan beriringan? Masih di dalam lebatnya hujan, kita berjalan bersamamu. Kita akan sebarkan senyuman.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Club Ransang Beach, located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selat Ransang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is heavily surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selat Ransang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots which offer undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. At Selat Ransang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Ransang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
Listener, Dewa 19 atau Dewa 19 with Kangen or Missing You. Of course, we all miss everyone, Voice Listener, just like I miss you when you are not listening to Voice of Indonesia. So make sure to always tune in and Voice of Indonesia Online Streaming, voinews.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and our application in RRE Digital for those of you who love watching on demand.
Children love just screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay.
Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me.
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Bye.
Salami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasalami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasalami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or coat to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called kagepe. To make kasalami, initially kagepe is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This dough is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the kagepe, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with kagepe flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasalami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasalamis. Kasalami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasalami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasalami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasalami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Kau membuat You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Setelah jauh melangkah, cahaya kasihmu menuntunku kembali dalam dekap tanganmu. Terima kasih cinta untuk segalanya. Kau berikan lagi kesempatan itu, takkan terulang lagi.
listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiahs to 25,000 rupiahs per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snake, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fredela. Thank you for listening.
Bila memuja,
bila datang,
people in the world usually visit Wonosobo to enjoy beautiful scenery from the peak of Dieng Slope. The place, which becomes one of the main destinations of Wonosobo, has been well known by domestic and foreign tourists. Various kinds of arts and cultures become evidence that Indonesia is rich of not only beautiful nature or friendly people, but also diverse culture, which becomes background of Indonesian people's life. Culture also becomes way to see civilization in the world. Music is also part of culture. Wonosobo becomes the center of the oldest Islamic civilization in Java Island. Although many things have to appear, Wonosobo becomes a symbol of the city. There is one thing which is not realized by tourists when they come to this small town, namely a unique traditional instrument, so-called bundengan. The instrument has been played as an entertainment of duck breeders since the glory of Majapahit Kingdom. Bundengan is the origin of traditional musical instruments from Wonosobo. The instrument is rare because there are not many makers and players of the instrument.
Jadi bundengan adalah sebuah alat seni musik tradisional Jawa.
Bundengan is Japanese traditional instrument. In addition, it is also called koangan and called betet in East Wonosobo. The Japanese traditional instrument has developed especially in Kedu region, in Wonosobo and surrounding areas. The instrument is made from bamboos, which are coated with selumpring or bamboo stem and tied with fibers. The instrument is popular among the communities because in the past, it became media of entertainment. According to its function, koangan is also used as tools for shelters and for farmers and herdsmen. The shape of bundengan, which looks like shell, possesses some question. One of them is why people call the instrument bundengan.
Disebut bundengan awalnya karena setelah dari
it is called bundengan because from koangan name it contains of instrument and it sounds is buzzing. So it's called bundengan. If Japanese people mention that buzzing is called bundeng, the instrument has high-pitched voice and quite complete, so it can be mentioned to represent a set of gamelan, and there is gendang sounding like kempul and gong.
Alon prau ne wos nenga siap yup ya banyu pinela ora cemu cemu karo mesem guyu hilang ake rasa lunggang lesu aten jawi lemas jebul wesore piting kelopo katon ngawi awi kayu kani peci bali wai dini sesu eso tumandang nyambut kawi angliyan prau layar ing dina minggu ke pariwisata alon prau.
The simplicity of the form of the instrument does not reflect the melodious rhythm. The genius farmers and breeders are able to present unique music, namely bundengan. After exploring the instrument entertained not only the farmers, but also the breeders when they were taking a rest at the time.
Di masyarakat zaman dulu biasa dimainkan untuk mengiringi berbagai pertunjukan, salah satunya pementasan tari lengeran.
In the past, it was usually used to accompany performance. One of them was Bali Lengeran, kids song, and even for Wayang Kedu performance, because from one of books which was read by me with its name Krito Sanjoyo book, there is one sentence which mentioned Tudung, referring to Japanese musical instrument as Wayang Kedu accompaniment. Bundengan itself has shape like hood, which is made from bamboo. The uniqueness of the instrument, it is string tucked in between the woven bamboo to produce melodious sound and high pitch. A man with the name Munir, who is very proficient to play it, explained how to make bundengan. It is made from dried bamboo, then it cut thin or split and refined. When it has been thin and refined, it is installed on koangan. To install racket string pairs on the sidelines of koangan is given the distance among several boxes and should be tight. Then it is given gondeni or bamboo twig. The twig is split and fitted to strings and inserted a stick. Then it can be tested in the stem. It is not easy to make the instrument. Understanding the maker of gamelan music is also a benchmark of the beauty of the sound coming out of the bundengan. Bundengan is in category of string instrument which uses guitar and rubber string. Furthermore, the lecturer of ethnomusicology Surakarta, Dr. Zulkarnain Mr. Toifi, explained about bundengan.
Alat bundengan ini sebetulnya terdiri dari beberapa elemen.
Bundengan instrument consists of some elements. One bowl or koangan, which is plated by bamboo frame to form it like bowl. Then there are strings which produce sound. There are four strings which function as gong, kempul, and bende, and produce kempul and also getok sound. Because it is different, then the principle of its strain is also varied, and there is also a facility to ascend down the strain. Another side is a piece of bamboo which is plugged in its different size and thickness. If it is plucked, to produce different sound. Being simple is the main key which is played by bundengan physically, but the simplicity can give the pleasure of a sad heart. That was a glimpse of traditional instrument from Wonosobo, namely bundengan. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
ku alami. Ingin ku buka lembar baru untuk meneruskan hidupku. Tak mau lagi kesedihan selimuti diriku. Semua orang ingin bahagia menjalani hidup di dunia ini. Ingin ku bukakan jawaban misteri kesenangan yang sejati. Hari ini ku tembangkan lagu yang ingin ku nyanyikan. Terkenang semua kenangan yang telah ku
the news. The Kediri City Government in East Java has launched the Gaminta Stunting Menuju Generasi Emas initiative to expedite stunting reduction efforts. This strategy focuses on convergence, integration, and sustainability, aligning with the city's vision of becoming advanced, religious, productive, safe, and attractive. In 2024, Kediri reported 1,978 stunted children between January and September, highlighting the urgency of this program. The Badminton Association of Indonesia is sending 19 representatives to the 2025 Badminton Asia in Ningbo, China, from April 8th to 13th. Initially, Indonesia received 11 slots, but an additional 8 were granted, allowing more athletes to participate. Notable players include Chico Aura Dwi Wardoyo, Esther Nurumi Tri Wardoyo, and the mixed doubles pair Dejan Ferdiansyah and Siti Fadia Silva Ramadanti. And that was the news. Boy listener, in this beautiful morning, of course, let's always Stay tuned and keep our energy up, just like a song from Ron with Selamat Pagi, since it's only 8 a.m. in the morning, and many things are awaiting us in this day. So stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sinarmu yang terang mulai memasuki mata dan mengusirku dari alam mimpi.
Dan kini ku bertegas, segera siapkan
diriku untuk mulai menjalani hari ini.
Tak sabar ku temui sahabatnya,
tersenyum menyambut datangnya pagi ini. Dan ku katakan embun membatasi dunia dan mulai mengawali hari ini. Dan ku katakan kau burung bernyanyi, kini ku siap menjalani hari ini. Kini bergegaslah, siapkan
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you. if you could.